Welcome to the Is Shambles Podcast. www.shambles.net/podcasting.
Diary of a Potential Podcasting Junkie. One of the chapters in the series, Coming of Age, An Introduction to the New World Wide Web, published early in 2006. My name's Chris Smith, and here we go. The beginnings. Well, working briefly, late in 2005, in an international school in Hong Kong, allowed me to buy a newly released video iPod. I'm not sure why I purchased this new one, as I'd already had a regular, yet oldish, iPod that holds about 5,000 of my song collection, and still actually has lots of free space. But the lure of an iPod that could also show video could not be resisted, and I parted with my dollars for my Toys for Boys purchase. My first technical challenge, which was an easy one, was to upgrade my version of iTunes, the brilliant free software from Apple, running on my Windows XP laptop. This new version of iTunes now also works as a podcast aggregator and organizes all the programs downloaded from the internet before they are then sucked into an iPod. The next task, of course, was to find some good podcasts. So I was now ready to look around for podcasts that had some relevance to education, however tentative. There's a lot of hype about the term podcasting, but it is in fact not much more than the ability to produce audio and video, MP3, MP4 files, to then be downloaded from the internet and played either directly on your computer or on a portable player. One of the important extensions to this technology is the ability of the software, the aggregator, to automatically check online for new programs published and download them without requiring your active involvement. Some users are suggesting that podcasting is simply a resurrection of the ideas of the old ham or shortwave radio hobbyists. I'm inclined to agree with them, but with the caveat the broadcasts can now be portable in a device in your pocket to be listened to when you wanted to, rather than when transmitted. I must admit, I suddenly have this mental image of all the students on the school bus all plugging in their Japanese earrings, their headphones, and listening to homework assignments on the way home from their portable players. In complete silence, which I bet the driver would appreciate. But that's digressing. My first place to look for podcasts was the directory at Yahoo. http://podcasts.yahoo.com. And the first to find I found was one called TWIT, This Week in Technology, a 60-minute informal roundtable discussion of the latest trends in digital technology from a group of USA ICT innovators, not necessarily educationalists. But this is an audio and doesn't include video. The informal style was a little disconcerting at first, but each program has resulted in gems that are relevant to my work in ICT and education, and has forced me to keep a notebook and pen close by to make notes as I listen. An excellent example that there's still a place for the old technology. This subscription to TWIT was quickly followed by others, for example, Learning and Teaching in Scotland, IT Conversations, NACE, The Daily Searchcast, Comedy 365, but maybe a little off task there. But they were all audio. No video yet in sight. I needed to find something to look at on my 4x6cm screen in order to justify my original expenditure. Using a number of different podcast directories, other than Yahoo, including the iTunes Music Shop, I searched and subscribed to podcasts offering video. These included Tilt, T-I-L-T, DL.TV, and Dignation. First impressions were that the video did not really help very much. The programs could generally be listened to without looking at the screen, which is often just displaying a talking head. One additional disadvantage of the video files over pure audio files was, in fact, the files are large and take an age to download. Probably my most valuable introduction to multimedia educational podcast opportunities was TILT, T-I-L-T, Teaching, Improving, Learning with Technology. Produced by a guy called Danny Mass out of the USA. There are not many programs, or there weren't many programs early in 2006. There are not many programs available, and the quality is variable. But what Danny does illustrate are some of the ways that this media could be used in teaching and learning. He's somewhat of a trailblazer, and for that I'm appreciative. This is, of course, only half the story. I've been looking at being the passive recipient of podcasts, and I am a junkie. But the contribution to learning is almost certainly strongest when students are producing their own podcasts. There are several examples in the lists or the course notes to this podcast. And don't miss the ESL students' work in a school in China. Well, was it worth spending extra to get the video iPod rather than a cheaper audio-only MP3 player? The answer today is probably no, but I'm optimistic that during 2006 I shall be changing my mind. And there are already signs of that. There are exciting times ahead, but what would be on my wish list for this week, it would be for Bechter in the UK to set up a weekly audio podcast in the same informal style as Twit, but with the content being focused on ICT in education in the UK. And maybe 30 minutes duration instead of the hour. Now that would be brilliant. To listen to in the car on the way to work. Or, I suppose, as I'm in Thailand, while sunbathing by the pool. Now that's the end of the article, Diary of a Potential Podcasting Junkie, from the Coming of Age booklet. But I'd like to take this opportunity to actually add a few footnotes. Sorry, Terry. There actually are one or two video podcasts that it would be good to add to your collection if you're a teacher, especially in the UK. One is Teacher TV. Just do a search on Google. Teacher TV do a regular 15-20 minute video podcast, weekly video podcast, of the latest news and developments in education in the UK. A brilliant summary and a very good use of your time. Another one is Command N, which is a podcast about technology, not just education, more general, which is a short program, includes video, and comes out of Canada. Some of the Twit programs are also now available in video. But if you're going to try one, and you're a teacher in the UK, certainly don't miss Teacher TV. Hope you found this enjoyable and helpful. And there is lots, don't forget, there is lots and lots of information on Shambles at www.shambles.net/web2. Shambles.net/web2. Have fun.
This has been a Shambles podcast. www.shambles.net/podcasting. The music heard in the podcast came from Magnitude and is available for sale at www.magnitude.com.